So all of these little legal issues are just really, you know, we're Arlene is supervising and started with, we had Ahmad in setting up various courses and training. And I know that Arlene, I know a number of people have talked about some of the training we need to reinforce at board meetings, so we can have little scenarios where we play out some of these issues. So not only are they signing the line and passing the course, but they are really, you know, been observed and seen taking these courses and be able to like get that imprint in them in terms of correct behavior. So again, you know, we look at these major line items where we totally blew away the plan. It's on the telephone, on legal, on some of the other, those are the major ones in terms of dollars. And even on the rent and the tower, there's Lynn has done a reconciliation, which, you know, we'll update as we close this month to determine how much the rent was accrued, because this is very easy thing to, you get the bill, you accrue it each month, and then you reverse it when you actually pay the bill. So there's some issues there with your accrual and the correct number. Like I said, Lynn has done a preliminary. We've gotten the rent, the invoices, and the statements from Silverstein and from Empire State. So we'll have a better number on what that number really should be. So this may not be the correct number. So those are the major items in terms of over budget. But in the end, we're 18% over budget. And so total administrative and board, because of the second round of invoices, we are 36% higher than budget at BAI. And if you go to programming expenses, you know, that's a little lower. We are even with the revenue, there was the positive variance for the second CPP, or the stimulus package from CPP. So we actually got a positive variance there, and it just made our numbers not look quite as bad. I think it was about $39,000. I don't have the sheet here. I'll have to pull it up. So, again, development expenses, you're slightly under budget. Community events, again, that's the expenses in the budget. That's something we'll have to look at, that at how the numbers are classified correctly. And central services are better because listener support was down. So if we look at the number for BAI for the first quarter, it was actually operating at a net loss of $142,000, and the budget showed a net surplus of $52,000. So that's basic. And the cash and capital, like I said, that's something we'll have to really address in terms of what that really means. And so the surplus for the year, I'll just stop again at the line above. The surplus was projected at $52,000, and we came in at a loss of $142,000. Mm. And again, if you look at the $142,000, you see revenue by about $90,000. So the remaining $52,000, you can look at the overspending on board expenses. That's about $44,000, and then there's a mix of the others. And then, and in addition, a mix of the others plus the positive $39,000. So that's kind of where we are. We and here again, it would be good for us to like address, you know, what are the major items? What is the plan to make up on the listener support, and we see that's timing a lot, and that's also getting the installment payments, EFTs, getting those done on a monthly basis, because again, that's like $10,000 to $20,000, and it also involves invoicing. Yeah, I understood, I just found this out later, was that the invoicing was done by the printer who printed the envelopes, and so therefore when he would send it out, of course there would be the scans done, so therefore you wouldn't have the returns on both invoicing. You wouldn't have the returns on premiums, and all that stuff is costly. And those, and we got a lot of returns on those. And then plus, in terms of being able to check your cards, your pledge cards, when you input them. And we've had various offers to really do this. There was one former board member offered to, for $1 a year, to come in and actually get the process in place. And with the change in management, the offer, I think, is still there. And, you know, there are certain things that are very good, certain things we might not want to do it exactly that way. But this person has the expertise, and that's desperately needed there at BAI. And then we have another retired, one of the programmers there. He retired as a development person, director at the position at a not-for-profit there in New York. So he's also offered his advice. So I think what needs to be done is to get him in. And one of the things that he has offered in working with Bertold is to just send out email blast on LAPS for LAPS members that have email address for LAPS and members, so you can get that out and see what the experience is. So there's lots of opportunity there, really a big upside, and I think that the new general manager, Muriel Tillinghast, she's looking at all of those, and also I strongly suggest that we get personnel in there with a skill set to make these things happen. And you have a person who's offering to do a lot of this for $1 a year, and then you have the retired programmer. So it's just getting the troops lined up in the right place and moving forward, and I think that with the plan to outline these things, I think that that's what we need to see in order to think that the listener support will come in at the level that we should have. And you do that by doing those things to make the fulfillment rate go up, because the goals are met. So that's
all
kind
right,
of what happened to BAI.
All right, I'll take a list of questions. Alex, I know you had questions.
I just wanted to say thank you to LeBron.
Okay, do you have any other questions for her?
I have a question.
I'll leave those for another occasion.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take a list.
I have a question.
Okay, Alberto, go ahead.
Just quickly, Laverne, I might have missed it, probably did. Were there any central services payments you done during that quarter?
There was the only amount that was paid was where we... it was like a prepay to help to FSRN, but there was never. I'll get the exact numbers for you as soon as we close the month. But there was just a small amount that we had paid to as a prepay, but we actually was like to help FSRN versus real central services.
Okay.
But I will get exactly the cash that was actually paid for central services, and we'll have that as soon as we close this month tomorrow. And then next week we'll get a preliminary tomorrow, and then I will get you the final number.
That's okay. I was just wondering if within all of those monetary movements, numbers moving back and forth, there was some left over to send over to the national office, and I guess there's very little from what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, and it's because that it's a timing thing on
sure.
I said, out of the revenue.
Sure. Arlene to the stack.
Mark Paul for the stack.
Okay. Anybody else?
You'll put me on, Alex.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Arlene.
I suggest, Laverne, that you put together a statement of central services payments all the way across the board for the next, for the next
PNP meeting. Yeah, I'll have that tomorrow. I'll work with Lynn to get the latest national office cash flow. And the other thing that I'm going to ask, working with the business managers, is to, we're going to start, Lynn does a forecast on cash flow for the national office. So we're going to need each one of the business managers to give me a projected cash flow, like through the end of the quarter. So we'll have that report will tell you exactly, who has paid central services.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So that's what the request is.
You could probably have the central services report for the next NFC meeting then?
Well, I'll have a preliminary for tomorrow night's meeting.
Oh, for the PNB tomorrow. Okay, great. Thank you. Did you have anything else, Arlene?
The only other thing, we aren't going to look at it today, but I do want to say that we're going to do some real careful analysis on the KPFA budget and expenses, because that budget was obviously passed early in the cycle, and it was actually passed with a deficit in the budget. And I don't think that they're equaling even the income that they had predicted. So we're going to have to take some hard look and some action on the KPFA expenses side.
Okay, so we look forward to that, and that's very important.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, Arpal?
Yeah. All right, so on line 20, this is the tickets thing. We don't have any information on this yet. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, so like line 20 is combined, is really the line 19. So if you see, that they've mixed the two, because we really don't have Crafts Fair. I mean, BAI doesn't have Crafts Fair. You have
right.
And Rothen, this is the Rothenberg ticket sales, and it's not really community events. It's kind of like other. So, which is where we put the budget, but the revenue was classified as community events. So that's the conversation again with the business managers. You know, we can sit around, and this is also part of our finance policy and procedures manual, which we'll be able to send to you guys. I'm targeting like within the next 2 to 3 weeks to that we need to agree on, you know, how to classify revenue. And Rothenberg, and the other thing with Rothenberg, I'll just be brief with Rothenberg, is that, you know, it requires the financial transactions are not taking place. You know, it doesn't. We never show that we're receiving these. Sorry, and we never.
We can't hear you there. Something happened.
Somebody did something. But I was going to say something. Anyway, so we need to those tickets. We need to bring in as you know. We need to do the transaction to show that, you know, when the tickets come in. And then when they go out, in terms of what the value is, and so that I think what they've done is just basically said, you know, usually the tickets are valued at X amount. So when you send out the tax statement, it shows that your gift was X amount minus the cost of these tickets. But we never do a transaction to receive these tickets in, as you know, eventually it's an asset. But so we need to start doing that financial transaction. And once you do all of it, then you'll be able to really show how this can be classified.
Okay, so then cell E19, 37 grand, is really the tickets for the first quarter of the fiscal year, right?
That's what it appears to be.
Okay. Getting to something that's come up, which is our rent on the tower and the offices. Of course, it just shows here everything looking kind of mundane and paid, but it was revealed that we hadn't paid it for 3 months. Now, from what you said before, you're getting more information on this. So
we're talking directly. You know, I get a copy. Lynn and I both get it. Well, I get a copy of the statements now. And like today, there was $59,000 that was paid to Silverstein. So therefore, that looks like a month and a half. For Empire State, we paid. They received their payment. They were supposed to receive it on Tuesday. They received it on Thursday. Their demand is for January. For February's payment, they've told us has to be in on March the 10th. And then for the month of March, it has to be paid by the end of March. So that's what, you know, in terms of working with Empire State, you know, they want to work with us. And I think they do have a feel for us being a not-for-profit, not that, you know. But so therefore, it requires that you talk to them. So we're talking with them. So that's what the status is. So they received the payment for January. They received it on Thursday. They want to receive the payment for the rent for February on the 10th of March. And then the March rent has to be paid by the 31st of March.
Okay, so
it's all over again.
So for the for Empire, we are currently 2 months in arrears.
Right.
And how far in arrears for 120 Wall?
Silverstein for 120 Wall, it appears that the payment today might have been, I haven't seen that. Well, in fact, I was doing a spreadsheet. The payment is perhaps either 2 months or a month and a half. So that was made. They received that today.
So sure if it's a month and a half or 2 months behind that 120 Wall.
Right, exactly. It may
okay.
be a month and a half.
And so you're going to be looking at these figures here, lines 57 and 58, to maybe adjust them because.
Rent is usually like I said, it's an accrual, so that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
That's why the number is in there at that amount. So what we do, yeah, what we're doing now, Lynn, is doing a the number for the tower site seems a little high. But what happens is that let me tell you, with the tower, if you don't pay it on time, their interest charges are like $5,000. They're high. They're like $3,000 to $5,000. They're not, you know, they give you until I think the 10th, and Silverstein gives you until the 15th, and after then it's late. But, you know, if you work out a plan with them, you're talking with them, you know, they're sensitive. And, you know, the reason why they're really happy to work with us is that, you know, our behavior and pattern was changed so much last year that they see that we do have the desire to be on time. That that whole cycle of not paying changed. But what happened is we ran into December with, you know, the money sitting in the lockbox and no invoicing, and this is what happened.
Yes, keeping in touch with them is a good idea as opposed to just not paying them. I want to just say right here, I really think that governance should have been kept very up to date when we started not getting the rent on time. And I would hope that for future, governance will really be kept up to date when something starts, you know, going not quite right in that manner.
Yeah, I understand. And the thing is that once we can get our numbers, we can close the books, then we can produce the reports to show the cash in addition to the accruals that you see here. But it requires that we have to close the books by the 5th, and that the accounts rent are reconciled. And the other payment that we have at BAI is we did the telemarketing, and they in terms of what the revenue we raised in telemarketing and versus the cost, you know, it's not clear in terms of how much actually, you know, all of it goes to listener support, so it's not really clear how much was how much came in, and they're trying to like do an analysis to see what they can recognize as ComNet. But that's a bill that's about, I haven't seen the bill, I think it's about $30,000.
Yes.
We actually wired $10,000 to them because they were a little perturbed that they hadn't been paid also. So I'm informing you now that's an issue, an ongoing problem. And then we're going to have to work out, because we had a couple conference calls with Muriel and Arlene and I, and with ComNet, and therefore that's where we wired them the 10 from the Chase account, and then we're going to have to work out the remaining payment, and they're actually going to do some more work for us, but you know they needed some money to start it, and so what they're going to do is they're going to call again, they're going to call like these lapsed ones, they're going to recall the people who had promised and check with them and see, you know, try to get them to pay. And basically, they're saying the major problem, of course, was that people had not received their premiums, and that's what they were really angry about. Because you're looking at subscribers from like 18 months back, 36 months, 18 months for sure, and that's the story they get, and that's why they were no longer members, because they were still unhappy about the fact that they had subscribed. They were subscribers in 18 months back, or I think up to 24, 36 months back, and they hadn't received their premiums. That is the number one problem, and that's why a lot of them don't, you know, they are saying, well, you know, if you send my premiums, I'll send you more money.
All right. About the ComNet thing, as I've told you before, my remembrance of what we did last year was the budget said the contract would be a cut, or ComNet would get 33% of what it brought in, but it looks like we're paying per call or something at this point. And you said I should go look at the contract. I haven't been in the station to see that yet. But does it look to you at all like we're getting the one third deal there, or we're paying more?
Well, until I can pull, you know, you won't be able to do it exactly, because when we talked about this coming in, it wasn't really. It just went in, like when the checks, because it was the whole envelope problem there, too. They didn't have the business reply envelopes. So what they did is they just went out and got the envelopes, ginned them up, and they had people send their contributions to the station, which was easier to do, just have them send it to the station. And so when the dollars came in, you know, it's all classified as listener support. So the way you really determine that is, like, you look at their list, you look at who is, you run a report through, which Virtual knows how to do, run a report through MEMSIS, you know, do a comparison of this and what was paid, and then you can assume, or you could take away maybe 10% and say, well, that was just plain listener support. It had nothing to do with ComNet.
Oh, that sounds like
wow.
One final question.
Okay.
The FRX module.
Yes.
Is it, for BAI, is it broken or is it functioning?
The training needs to be done to have, it's not broken. The training needs to be done to run that report. Because the report that most everyone runs, and I thought you were getting it one time before, was just the report that shows you the actuals. You just run a straight report out of that. That's a very easy, simple FRX report, and then you had the budget yourself, you would have your budget in there, and then you would just do a better worse than, or higher or lower, or however you would do it.
All right.
But
so
yeah, it's not broken, you just have to run the report.
I'm just, you know, we had a finance committee, and it was reported by someone that it was broken, quote unquote. So I just wanted to bring that up.
I'm not aware of any breaks in the report writer. I thought it was a matter of training.
Okay.
Alex?
Levon, I just wanted to, do you have any more details as to how much of the drop in fulfillment rate was due to the failure to collect the installment pledges? And can we expect more detailed information about that from the audit?
Well, the audit, quite frankly, we need to close the audit. And it would take time to do the things out of BAI. So what we're going to have to do is to set up, you know, get with Muriel and set up a means to restart that. And then also to a means to have invoicing done, you know, on a regular basis. You know, I don't know if people could choose, like, either the 1st or the 15th, because and maybe have the printer who was doing the invoicing do that again, so we can also do the scans on the members, on the member list, so that, you know, you can take out all the wrong addresses, all the things that look screwy, and not just keep those in there and send these invoices out, you know, without being scanned. So again, have to get with Muriel and talk about these issues that can, and well, the member who has volunteered to work for $1 a year, he has a plan to do all that, to take care of all of that. So that would be a discussion with Muriel and Arlene, and any advice from me.
Any other questions, Alex?
No, that's fine.
Okay, I had one quick question, Levon. When it comes to ComNet and this business with the stuff coming in and having to run complicated reports, is this something that will be fixed in the future if we're paying them a percentage? I would think they would keep track of their own reports of what's coming in. Is there some way to? It sounded very
they don't. They can't tell you the revenue. Only thing they can tell you is who they invoiced. But
okay.
They can't. We're the ones who received the checks. They wouldn't know what was, except like through credit cards, they know that.
Okay.
And that's what they absolutely know, because they process the credit card. Well, they process the credit cards, and then they sent them to us to input into MIMS.
Okay. So is it not unduly burdensome in terms of the process at the office?
It's just being able to, well, once it goes to the post office, to the lockbox, you know, they would have to, you know, again, you just have to look at their list and see what comes in.
Okay.
It is hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I may suggest to the body, we're already at 10 after 7. We've spent about an hour and 10 minutes on these two budgets. I would like to schedule review of KPFA, KPFK, and WPFW for our next finance meeting. Is there any objection to that?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. And I wanted to ask Arlene, would you like us to allocate some extra time for discussion of KPFA's budget, or is that, do you feel that will be necessary so we can deal with that, or is that something you're going to deal with at the executive level and come back to us with a report on?
It may or may not be at executive level, and until we've pulled together some figures, I'm not ready to say.
Okay, so then I'll just put them on for the next agenda, okay, and we'll handle it on the fly when we get there if we need more time for KPFA's budget, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, I think what we're at next, LaVarne's given us a bunch of reportage here on these two budgets. The next thing on the agenda is to discuss the budget timeline, which is for preparation of the upcoming year's budget. If there's no objection, I'd like to move on to a review of that document and get some feedback from LaVarne and Arlene in terms of how they perceive this. Does that sound okay to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
can I give a little bit of background?
Yes, you're the person who was kind enough to send this to us, Alberto. Please take it away.
Sure. Last year, we were not able to implement a time schedule because of the changeover in administration, and we always ran late, and as you guys are very well familiar, even the new treasurers were able to jump in and help finalize the last budgets just very recently. So this schedule came out on my first year as a member of the National Finance Committee. It was sent to us by the then CFO, and we basically followed the time schedule that is there presented. I brought it forth in today's meeting because we're rapidly approaching that time where we will be beginning the 2011 budgetary process. I wanted to bring it forth, and maybe LaVarne could chime in, maybe the rest of us could chime in as to how we could bring that schedule out of a 2006 National Finance Committee meeting adoption into a current time frame that would suit our needs to go into the budget preparation process.
Okay, this is LaVarne. That timeline looks very familiar.
It would be so nice if we actually stuck to it. I'd love this timeline.
I was a little involved in that. But I think Alberto's absolutely correct. I think that we really need to start on this, you know, but again, we have to look at the timelines, look at the dates and start as soon as possible, which that indicates in like about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we really need to do, this is something we need to do ongoing so that we can get rid of this issue up front as soon as possible. And then at any time toward August or something, we can do any type of, you know, looking at it, you know, having Arlene, look at it and have the general managers do a presentation. And we have these leadership meetings, that's called leadership meetings, on every other Thursday. And we can use that as the venue to do that. But we definitely need, or at one of the board meetings, we definitely need them to come up, state, you know, talk about their budget, talk about, you know, all the variables in there, the factors. And then I think that we'll have we're looking at, you know, does this fit in with what the Pacifica Foundation and the guidelines and the ideas that Arlene has? And this is the way we need to do the budget, and we need to start it as soon as possible. And I think that we have the momentum in terms of the business managers and any of the treasurers and, of course, B&B directors can get involved in that too. So I am, like, extremely happy about this. Like, I'm thrilled.
Okay, great. And Arlene, would you like to weigh in on your feelings about this timeline?
I haven't seen the timeline, but I...
Oh, because you're not getting things from the National Finance Committee. Oh, hey. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But I definitely think that we need to get started earlier. I'm used to passing budgets for the year before the beginning of the fiscal year, with the one caveat that a couple of times when we were going into a very, you know, WMNF, we had 1 week fund drives, and a couple of times when the economy was changing greatly and we had great reservations, we didn't pass a final reading until after a fund drive that was the first week of October, and that was for an October 1 fiscal year. But that's the only time that I can remember in the years that I served on the board that we didn't have a budget before the beginning of the fiscal year.
Yes, and this last year was a nightmare.
And I would like to point out, though, that in the 2008 fiscal year, we finished the reviewing all of the signal areas budgets, the national office budget, and the archives budget a day before the meeting, that meeting that started the new fiscal year. So I know if we start early, we can make it through the process in time for the October 1st deadline to start the new budget. I know we can do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Does there need to be, would people like to ask questions, discussion on this? I mean, I think this is a very straightforward timeline and it looks really good. But do I have any people on a stack that would like to ask any questions or put any input?
Well, just one thing.
Go ahead.
This is Bruce.
Go ahead, Bruce.
It seems obvious. I mean, just the dates themselves, generally, I understand. I mean, I suppose we need to... I was just looking through the calendar real quick, and I don't see a problem with most of these dates, except for March 20th as a deadline, because that's, at least here in D.C., that's going to be a real big day for these anti-war marches and stuff, but I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
mind March 19th or the next Monday or something like that.
Well, if I may make a suggestion, because I know it says deadline, but obviously it says CFO to meet with treasurers to outline budget development process and paperwork
right.
submission. That's obviously an ongoing process for you, LaVarne, right?
Right, exactly.
So
I just wanted to point that out so it doesn't end up being that, you know, March 20th gets picked as the date, because I don't think that would be...
Yeah, I agree with you, because we've got big anti-war demos out here, too. I would suggest amending that to March 30th just to have, you know, give everyone a little more time there. Does that seem acceptable to the body?
But we could do it earlier, right? If we...
Of course.
Okay.
You can always do things earlier.
Okay.
Is there any objection?
I think March 30th should be proper, just so that we give ourselves a little bit of leeway.
Okay. It's also more in conformity with the rest of the dates, which tend to be at the end of the month, except for two of them. So.
Right.
Go ahead. Did you have more questions, Bruce?
One, can I make another comment on the time schedule?
Mm-hmm.
As I remember the 2008 budgetary process, there was a double activity happening. Not only were the treasurers involved through the National Finance Committee moving forward through the process, but the CFO was also involved with the business manager and the station manager, at least at KPFT's process that we were involved in where we were able to carry this process through the month of April. We started really working in April
mm-hmm.
after the first 6 months of actuals had happened for that particular budget year. We already had 6 months worth of activity happening, and the general manager and the business manager were able to start working internally with their computers to begin producing a report throughout the process. The in our case here at T, the treasurer, whom I was back then, and the chairman of the local finance committee were meeting regularly with management, met several times, so that a proposed budget was prepared to be able to send to the local finance, to local station board, and back up to national. So that's basically how we went through the process. And we ended up, you know, at least from my remembrance, we got basically all of the local stations and the national office budget through the process, unfortunately, just to warn everybody. That was the year that, unfortunately, we adopted brackets on the national office of $450,000.
What did you?
I'm sorry?
Hi, later.
We can't hear you.
Arlene?
Go ahead.
Yeah? I wasn't saying anything.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Someone's voice is coming
in. Something else.
Okay. Alberto, did you want to change any of those timelines, or are you just giving that for people's information?
I'm just giving it that as a way how we can interface
okay.
as we're moving through the timelines. I kind of went over the timeline earlier before I chipped it out. And I kind of was left wondering a little myself, I said, wow, I need to clarify it in my mind. But if so, that's what I'm doing really right now. I'm clearing it out in my mind for us to go into a process of beginning the preparation of the budgets, because we need to involve the, obviously, the local finance committee, the national office, the local station board, and eventually it'll come back to the national finance committee. And that's how I remember the process in my mind.
Yeah, it looks that way from what you sent us, really. I mean, the beginning stages is the CFO with the treasurers, and then it goes to the GMs and the local station boards. And I think everything you've just described is fairly
okay.
Well laid out here. Are there any other questions or discussion on this budget timeline? It's already been approved, apparently, 4 years ago, so I don't think it's something that has to be... I suppose we can reapprove it because we've changed one date by 10 days, and then I can bring it up tomorrow at the PNB meeting for ratification. Does someone want to make a motion to approve this?
Move that we approve it. The budget is amended. I mean, the timeline is amended. The timeline is amended.
Okay.
Second.
And Arpal, can you take the roll, please?
Oh, 1 second.
Thank you.
Well, you might ask, first of all, who made the motion to approve?
This is Bruce.
Yes,
okay.
All right. And you might ask if there's any objection to it.
Ah, thank you. Yes. Are there any objections? I see. Then we don't have to take the roll. Yes, of course. Okay. Hearing none? So moved?
Okay. We have a timeline.
We have a timeline. Excellent. We're even staying kind of on time for this meeting. Okay. Laverne, is there anything further you want to give us in terms of reportage right now, or should we move on to what Arlene has to report?
Just want to say, trying to think of I'm trying to go with this policy of no surprises.
Of course.
Our fault. So we have, in terms of, I'll be able to give you what our legal, outstanding legal bills, and just want you to know that at PFW are actually... we have a case where with Paul Hastings, and now we have a different attorney for this case, and Paul Hastings' firm has sent us to collections. And initially, Ricardo, you know, he last Tuesday he told me that you know we had to make a payment to them. And that Arlene had given me the collections guy, so number. So I called him. He sent me a copy of the invoices. You know, he's trying to play this, you know, like this tough role. I'm like, I told him, I said, you know, I know what you're trying to do, but you really don't have to talk to me like that because we want to pay, and we're trying to determine, you know, what we can do. So he had actually negotiated with Ricardo on a payment plan, but unfortunately our cash flow is not at this time. So the next step, I inform Arlene about it, but it's $103,000. He is willing to accept a large percentage of that by the end of March and then stream the other over a few months. So I just want to inform you that's where that is. The ComNet, they kind of threatened collections on that too, but we wired them a partial payment, a third of the payment, when did I do that? Oh, yesterday. I was at home most of the day, but I was working. And I wanted just to inform you on that, and which I'll do through the PNB, and then I'll have a report on the central services, and I have a partial, I could send that to you now, but on the other outstanding payables.
Yeah,
so
that'd
that,
be great.
I'll be properly informed on that. And... that is the other than the things in terms of, you know, what we're trying to do, report audit status and the payables, that's basically what's going on, and the fact that, you know, we've already started. Everyone's just really, like I said, really enthusiastic about, you know, just getting together with the business managers. So I think that's a good start to moving toward not only the budget for 2011, also the updating our finance procedures manual, which I'll ask you guys to look at. And I have help from one of the directors, and we had an initial layout from a programmer in New York that requires payment, and we unfortunately we can't So we're going to work at it as hard as we can. I will still try to get some outside funding to help with this specific project.
Well, on that issue, since you've brought up the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual, I know our treasurer has a lot of ideas about things that should appropriately be included in that. Perhaps he should communicate with you during this time period since you're working on it.
I will call him in the morning or ask him to call me either way.
Okay, he's on the call right now, but I'm just thinking since you're working on the very thing. Yes, Fred. So I'm
Fred, oh, you know, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the business manager.
Yeah.
Fred, please. I would love to talk with you.
Okay, because I'm thinking, you know, you're already in process on this right now.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a quick one. I would like to take this opportunity to ask Bruce. Bruce, are you aware of the particular bit of information that Lavarne gave us about the lawsuit situation at WPFW and how long it's been going on and where it's at?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
May I suggest for our next meeting that we maybe schedule some executive session time to discuss outstanding legal matters?
More important, well, I would like to suggest to Lavarne and to Bruce if they find it appropriate to give themselves a phone call at a point in time and be briefed on that situation because it's extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is just in terms of, we have to work with PFW, that's precisely correct, to, plan what we need to do because as the collection agency told me, the client is the Pacifica Foundation, which we know, which is what we've been trying to tell people. That's the whole thing with the accountability and responsibility because they will let you know that. So, we do need to have, but we do still need to have the conversation with the stations, too, to make sure that, we're working this together. We can't do it alone.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know details on this, but this is something that I should be able to talk to our business manager about or our general manager.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And maybe speak with Lavarne directly as well as Alberto.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think, based both on the issue that you brought up earlier of our audit running tremendously over budget, and we have various legal bills. I wouldn't mind putting both of those items on the agenda in executive session for the next meeting to discuss it if that seems appropriate. Does that seem
Absolutely.
Worthwhile?
Yeah, that's fine. That sounds good.
Okay, because I think we should discuss the why the audit so far over budget as well, but that may, of course, touch on sensitive matters. So.
Right.
Okay, all right, then I'll put those down for executive session. If I may, I have to leave the call in a few minutes. I'd like to schedule our next meeting because we're almost at the end of our agenda, but we still have a couple of items on there. Is there any objection to scheduling the next meeting? And then we'll come back to there's still discussion of reporting and reporting cycles and reporting from Arlene as well. Okay, if there's no objection, I would like to suggest that we meet again. I think we're going to probably settle down into an every 2-week cycle, but there are various other competing scheduling issues. The 25th would be 3 weeks from today. It would be a Thursday also.
Perfect.
Okay. And Tracy, are you on the line? Are you in front of a computer the way you were so nicely last week to make sure we're not competing?
Yeah, I actually am.
Are you? Could you check and make sure no one else has grabbed the 25th yet, in which case let's grab it?
Is there any reason, any problem with the 23rd, which is Tuesday? Just one.
No. I mean, not for me personally. I know there's a meeting on the 24th. I don't want to double book over technology again. So.
Yeah, the 24th isn't good.
I know some people have problems with Tuesday. Some people have problems with Thursday. So.
The 25th is out. There's a governance committee meeting scheduled for that date.
Okay.
The 23rd is, however, open.
Okay.
Oh,
shall we seize the moment?
Yes.
Okay. John, if you're listening in, put us on. Okay. So the 23rd. Is there any objection to that date?
How are you, Mike? How are you looking for that day, Mike?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Tuesday looks good.
Okay, then.
This is Arlene. I may not be available. I'm going to be traveling at that point on business, so I may be able to, but I may not. But Lauren will be available, so it won't be shouldn't be a problem.
That's fine. I think anything that you need to submit, you can put a, you know, if there's something.
We'll call you on the airplane.
Thank you. If it's otherwise agreeable to the 23rd, that way that puts us, you know, it's a little over 2 weeks, but it's far fewer than four. So does that sound agreeable to everyone?
Perfect.
Okay, so hearing no objection, next meeting is set for 5:30 p.m. Pacific time on March 23rd, a Tuesday. Okay, and now, I may need to hand over the chair at this point. Alberto, would you be kind enough to continue chairing if the group would like to continue so that we can...
Sure, and it should be fairly short. What are the two items that are
the
left?
The two items
please?
Are reporting from Arlene, and I know, Arlene, you said there wasn't that it was a fairly short report. And then,
I have...
go ahead.
Basically, I don't have anything to add that Laverne hasn't covered. The, you know, the two areas are I'm working with Laverne and Lynn to... get some cash flow predictions and to see where central services stands and to try to tie that together with our outstanding bills. And we can't forget Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News in that picture, too. So there are big items outstanding. I have worked with Democracy Now! Directly, so, but we at least have to be paying them on a monthly basis at this point, and I've told them we'd try to be caught up at the end of the year.
Okay. So basically you're working on the same issues that Laverne has covered to give us
exactly.
a better tie-in with the report so we know where we're at on everything.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Since we're going to be doing cash flow, will those reports, how frequently will those kind of reports be made available to the National Finance Committee members? It's one thing that we really need to know when if we're approaching like we did at BAI last month a critical cash flow.
Well, there you go, Alex. You carried us right into the next item on the agenda, which is discussion of reports and reporting cycles. So, go ahead, Arlene or Laverne.
I would hope that we would be working 3 months out on cash flow, and basically be updating monthly.
So yeah, so Arlene is asking for, you know, that we usually we do it like for the next month, or Lynn will do it like for everyone through the end of the month, and Lynn will do it like for the next like quarter or so. So what we will require is that we will go into a process of going. I know that that Simon had talked about this, that basically called an outlook, and if you do an outlook for your for cash and for and for the P&L, so that we'll basically know based on the again, in terms of, we'll know based on your actual year-to-date, this outlook will include the means that you are looking at to get back on target with your budget. So that's just your basic outlook, and you do an outlook for each quarter. And then you can do a full-year outlook. You can just end up the numbers to see where you expect to be compared to budget. But again, we will ask for and talking with the business managers to give us the cash flow that they're doing. And we did last year, like KPFT, they did, I mean, Markeisha would do a full year cash flow. I mean, I'm sure she has that set up now. So we just have to make sure that each business manager is doing that. And we will, we've started our meetings, and so we will get them to, on a monthly basis, we'll have the cash flow, and then we'll do the outlook for the full year for the remaining months, you know. And that's basically, you know, your revenue and then what your expenses are basically running each month, except for the accruals.
And are we moving towards getting monthly reporting from each of the units to the NFC? Is that what some of this is moving towards?
Oh yeah, we, you know, we like the report that came out, the last report you got, and it was for both the current month. And so we, as soon as we close the books, we should be able to get the reports, you know, within a week after then. And some of the reports we can get done almost immediately, which are like the cash and balance, because Lynn does that. And but what we would promise is that these are like the reports you receive, you like for this month, for February, this report, we're just going to update this report. We want to close tomorrow. We may close the books on Monday. And then within the next 4 days, you will have the report, because the format is already set up. And you just drop in the numbers. So as soon as, you know, a week maximum,
Now, once we close the books, we're just going to take an exercise, and we'll have to start immediately putting the numbers into Great Plains. But this report that you're seeing now, until we close Great Plains or close 209, this will be basically an easy report. You just drop in the numbers.
Madam Chair, are you still there?
I am still here.
Okay, quickly. I'm just talking about KPFT. Markeisha has been sending out weekly, monthly incomes versus actuals, and I want to say that she's pumping them out of Great Plains. But I know for a fact that we at the local station board receive a monthly report, a year-to-date report, and in talking to Dwayne, our general manager, a couple of days ago, he did inform me that they're forwarding that same report monthly and year-to-date, both to LaVarne, to you, LaVarne, and to Arlene at the national office. So it is very easy, very, very functional, very quick, and those same reports that are being generated by our business manager, Markeisha, can very easily come back to the National Finance Committee with practically just the swing of a button and a key.
Well, that's a question, LaVarne. Is there a reason we couldn't be put on maybe the CC list for all of we had mentioned that last week, of the various business managers to facilitate ease of quick reporting?
You can absolutely do that, Mia. Markeisha does, she does a reporting, so she closes her books, you know, before the end of the month. And so she does a reporting. Now, sometimes there are a few adjustments to Markeisha's numbers that we do at the national office.
Sure.
So, you know, if you got it, it needs to be like stamped preliminary, and the national budget, the national office report will come out after the close of the month for the national office, which is, for all of us, for the 5th. But Markeisha has her numbers ready to go on the, you know, on the first or the second workday of the month.
Okay. Are there more questions on reporting and reporting cycle?
Arpal?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying that it is the case that right now, because the audit isn't done yet, we can't really do these various things, the cash and balance and the cash flow and all that stuff.
We can start on the cash flow before the Great Plains is closed for 209. I'm saying that the format of the report that we have now, the report I went over, it will be slightly different. It will allow you to also do year-over-year variances. And see, this report is just an Excel spreadsheet. So when we close Great Plains, put the new budget in, we have also the numbers from prior year. So what we will also show is a quarter-over-quarter report, you know. So there, and then we can do a year-over-year report. So there's lots of variances in report formats that we will add, which will help you in terms of where you really stand, because you want to see how did you do last quarter at this time. You know, what was the performance? So
I'm concerned about the LSBs are required to make a quarterly report on how we're doing with regards to the budget on a quarterly basis. And that first quarter is, you know, a while away now. So I'm concerned about us being able to get to that first quarter report, because I think we really need to look at it hard for WBAI. So that's why I'm concerned here that we get information that we can do that assessment of the first quarter as soon as we can.
You have it. It's in this report.
I think some things, though, on the spreadsheet, on the P&L, as I've said, there appear to be, you know, like the rent thing.
Oh, you just need an explanation for that.
You know, yeah. There may be some other things we need to look at, and we've gone over some of that P&L there a bit, and not everything is that 100%, but...
Yeah, that ordinarily what you do is you get those explanations from your business manager and or your general manager, because they're working together, the business manager and the general manager, in terms of looking at the numbers and being able to explain. Because your business manager, you know, are seeing your payables and your receivables, so, you know, these things will jump out and they should have a copy of it. So it's that information should be there, and that's what exactly what you actually need to discuss in your LSB meetings and in your or in your local finance committee meetings.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions, or can I entertain someone's motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Any objections? Hearing none. Thank you, everyone. Meeting adjourned, and we will see each other in 3 weeks.
Thank
you all.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Over.